Listen, I'll start off just updating you on, you know, injuries. Darren McFadden had a little bit of a shoulder. David Allsbury had a shoulder. John Wetzel had a knee. Kevin Burnett had a knee. Tracy Porter, a groin. Josilio Hansen, a shoulder. Brandon Bear, hamstring. Eddie Carmona was a neck and a leg. The guys that I think, you know, could potentially be significant. Tracy Porter's groin, we're going to have to see where that's at. David Allsbury's shoulder, obviously we'll have to see where that's at. And Wetzel's knee, I think, are probably the three that could be significant. Overall on the game, you know, obviously I don't think we played well in the first half. I don't know that we played well in any one of the three phases in the first half. You know, we've got to be able to move the ball better on offense. We can't have the penalties, the self-inflicted wounds. We're now all of a sudden we're starting behind the sticks. You know, we're off schedule on every series, whether it be by penalty, by sack, negative plays. We've got to eliminate that. You know, defensively, too many big plays, in the passing game. Got the ball down the field too much on us. And we've got to eliminate the explosive plays in the passing game. And you do that with the rush and you do that with the coverage. So disappointed in the first half. Was a little bit more pleased with the way we came out and played in the second half. I thought defensively in the second half we came out and played a little bit better. I thought our second team defense, you know, tonight was better than the Saints' second team offense. You know, at the end of the day, we weren't able to pull off the win, and we got a lot to get better at. There's going to be a ton of things on that tape that we can look at for improvement. So with that, I'll open it up to questions.
How do you finish up play? Didn't have a lot of time back there.
Yeah, I mean, I think we'll go back and look at the tape and see, you know, exactly how we played. Obviously, you know, everybody plays a part in the protection issues. You know, it's the quarterback, it's the line, it's the receivers, you know, and so you know, obviously I think there's a few plays there where you know, he might could have been better. I thought he did a nice job in the 2-minute drive of getting us down the field and getting us some points. But, you know, I mean, I just overall, you know, I don't think we had any rhythm at all offensively in what we're trying to get done in the first half. Well, yeah, I mean, I think he was under duress most of the evening. You know, the first drive we had two touchdowns that, you know, guys that, you know, got open and we weren't able to find them. And then really after that, you know, I think their defense just, you know, they brought a lot of pressure and they did some different stuff, you know, than maybe what we had seen in the first preseason game. They were a little bit more multiple in what they did and gave us some problems. No. There wasn't much of a rush, you know. And when you give a quarterback like that kind of time to throw the football, he's going to find somebody open. So, you know, that's obviously an area that we've got to look to improve and look to get better at. No. I didn't think that we won the battle up front. You know, I think you know, defensively they you know, again, they gave us a couple of different looks. You know, and gave us some challenging stuff up front. As far as our defense is concerned, you know, I knew that was going to be a challenge going into the game with their big physical offensive line, and I was anxious to see how some of those young players that we had in there were going to respond. And you know, obviously, I don't think we won enough battles up there.
On the offensive line, on that side of the ball, what was the issues? Why the pocket wasn't being held up?
Well, some of it was some different looks. Some of it was, you know, guys getting beat, and some of it was, you know, we got to recognize the pressure and find the hot receivers and get the ball out. You know, so I mean, it was a combination of a lot of different things. You know, I can't point to one individual aspect to say that was the issue, but their defense won that battle in the first half, that's for sure. Yeah, it looked like Jack made a few plays. Actually, he made a couple plays in special teams too. So, I think that's an encouraging thing. And obviously we'll go back and look at the tape and, you know, see exactly what he did well or things that we got to get corrected. But I did see a few things out of Jack today that were encouraging.
I don't know if you've already mentioned this, but the injuries to Osbury and Porter, are they significant?
Yeah, I don't know exactly what the situation is going to be, but you know, we seem to feel like they're going to be, could be a little bit more significant, and we'll find out, you know, the extent of it, probably tomorrow. DJ, I got to talk to Rod about that, but he should have been cleared for contact. Today would be 12 weeks from the point of surgery, so my anticipation is that he's going to be full go this coming up week.
Thank you.